WTOW News Time is 8:05. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Officials at St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan have announced building a new emergency and trauma center. Dr. Brandon Lewis, St. Joseph's Director of Emergency Services, calls it his new Kyle Field.
We receive almost 1.5 ambulances per hour now at our emergency and trauma facility. So we've seen a huge increase in not only the number of patients that we see, but how sick those patients are. And really, in order to meet that need to better provide that care, we're now investing in the facilities to do that.
Construction starts next spring on the $20 million project. It will be built on the present campus south of the Bed Tower. A Fortune 500 technology company is in the process of moving its leadership from New Jersey to College Station. Corporate officials of Cognizant were welcomed to town yesterday by Governor Rick Perry, Congressman Bill Flores, and A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. Cognizant President Gordon Coburn says they're working to receive state economic development incentives, but that wasn't going to delay their move.
Obviously, having Texas A&M here is very important, both from a recruiting standpoint and also just creating an environment in the community that is very attractive to skilled professionals such as the employees we have. That's certainly one piece of it. The cost of living in Texas for our employees and the sophistication that exists here makes it a very attractive place to recruit and retain people.
Cognizant, which purchased local IT company SourceNet Solutions, currently has a couple hundred local employees. Over the next 3 years, Coburn says a portion of 750 new Texas jobs will be in College Station. A 10-year member of the Bryan City Council, including 2 terms as mayor, has died. Lonnie Stabler passed away following a brief illness, according to city officials. Stabler, who owned a sign company, joined the council in 1991 and served 4 years before his election as mayor, where he served 2 terms. A list of Stabler's service on various city and state committees and funeral service information is online at WTAW.com. The northbound freeway in College Station was closed for the better part of 2 hours yesterday morning between Greens Prairie and Rock Prairie due to a rollover crash. Police learned the driver of a pickup hauling a trailer loaded with mulch was trying to slow down when the trailer became unstable. The truck and trailer jackknifed and rolled, spilling the load. The driver and sole occupant, 25-year-old Ethan Montgomery of College Station, was not hurt. He was ticketed for failing to control speed. A photo of the truck on its side is online at WTAW.com. A rough holiday season is expected for those Texans who rely on SNAP food benefits from the state. Some estimate 2 million children will be affected. The additional money for food assistance was coming from the federal government, and Linda Edwards-Gokel of the Health and Human Services Commission says with the expiration of the stimulus package, they began to see cuts of about 5% in November. Randy Skinner, the executive director of Feed 3, says they work in some of the poorest areas of the state, and he says the cuts hurt the weakest among us.
A lot of people don't realize that 83% of SNAP benefits go to the elderly or disabled people or children.
The impact is expected to be felt hard on the food banks and church groups. Texas Senator John Cornyn continues to take heat over anti-Tea Party comments.
Freedom Works is an organization that uses Republican-on-Republican violence to raise money.
Cornyn takes aim at one of the largest Tea Party groups in the nation.
They don't exist to run against Democrats. They use it to try to divide Republicans.
Freedom Works grassroots director Whitney Neal says they decide to endorse candidates based on their actions.
Unfortunately for him, he voted for part. You know, he voted to raise the minimum wage. He voted for Medicare Part D. Those are the kind of things we look at when we make endorsement decisions, not snide comments.
Neal says so far they have no plans to endorse any candidate in Cornyn's race for re-election. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
In the meantime, Cornyn has an opponent in next year's election. Democrat David Alamiel is a Dallas dentist who spent $4 million last year and finished fourth in a North Texas congressional race. A new landmark law to boost public school alternatives in Texas followed a surge in political contributions by current and former board members and employees of the state's 6 largest charter school operators. An Associated Press analysis of Texas Ethics Commission filings shows charter school-affiliated donations to office holders and candidates peaked during the 2010 and 2012 election cycles with a combined $518,000. That was nearly double the total from the election cycles of 2006 and 2008. And a Texas prison inmate whose escape 6 years ago left a corrections officer dead is set for execution tonight in Huntsville. 43-year-old Jerry Martin has ordered no more appeals filed to try to stop his scheduled lethal injection. Martin and another inmate, John Falk Jr., broke away from a work detail outside the Wynn Unit prison in Huntsville in 2007, got a gun while struggling with an officer, and rammed a stolen pickup truck into 59-year-old Susan Canfield before speeding off. She was on horseback and was thrown from her horse and died of injuries. Falk is awaiting a retrial on his capital murder charge in a case moved to Brazos County. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. From who to call when the electricity goes out to where to go for an electric night on the town. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. To advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Let's get some numbers.
Patchy fog will give way to partial sunshine today. High temperatures are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80 degrees this afternoon. For tonight, skies are going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy. Some fog may develop. Lows overnight are going to be close to 60. A mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow. Maybe a shower. Highs will be 70 to 75. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, 65. Clouds and a few showers Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12, and we continue to get folks pledging money for our Christmas angels. If you pledge today and you pledge at least $200, okay, then we have a WTAW jar opener for you and also a Rush Limbaugh book. Now I'm finding out the books won't be here until tomorrow, so to our pledgers so far, and if you want to pledge, we'll have the stuff for you to pick up tomorrow. But if you'll call our front desk now, 695-9595, now that it's after 8 o'clock, we have a desk angel up there. See, that's what I call him as opposed to whatever Mr. Downs calls him, which is very disrespectful.
You're so much nicer.
Oh, yeah, you know it. Yeah, kiss people up. Look at the, yeah, right. Anyway, huh? What'd you say, huh?
Kiss up.
Uh-huh. Anyway, 695-9595, we'll take your information down, and then the ladies will get back in touch with you this afternoon, then we'll read all the names. Before we finish up today, but that's a today offer. And remember, you can also go to mychristmasangels.com. If you want to do that, just go to that website, and you can make a donation right there, or you can pick an angel out in the meantime. Okay, we were talking earlier this morning about Amazon and how they're going to do the drones, you know, and I don't know if y'all have heard about this on 60 Minutes. This is really a big deal. Yeah. I mean, you know, Jeff Bezos is really proud of that. And they showed it off, and you know, what we figured is that there is going to be a bag limit in Texas, at least. I mean, I guarantee you, if they decide they're going to start launching those things, people are going to start shooting them out of the sky.
Oh, I'm telling you. It becomes a new sport.
Right. Well, but here's the deal is maybe we could go back in the other direction. You could have, like, Amazon cannons.
Oh.
You know, they could shoot it towards you, and you'd have a giant net out there. It's the Amazon Prime Cannon. If you live within the Prime Cannon's firing range, you'll have your package in a matter of seconds. Why should you have to wait 30 minutes, right? Anyway, see how that works out.
And all you hear is just, foom.
Yeah, that's right. And then you know that your package has gotten.
Well, delivering a package to New York City would be interesting downtown.
That would. You know, downtown. It has to land at just the right place.
Which apartment number.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so let's play. We're going to talk to Katie Dempsey in just a few minutes about the Christmas Angels. In the meantime, then, let's play Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little quiz about recent current events, pop culture and recent current events. Today, it's coolest pope ever. Coolest pope ever. In the latest travails of the most interesting pope in the world, and you know that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always drink, but no, never mind. Pope Francis has revealed in an interview that he used to do what? He used to be what? Pope Francis used to be what? Was it A, a drug dealer, B, an alcoholic, B, C, a major league catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, or D, a nightclub bouncer?
It is not C.
Once again, the most interesting pope in the world, Pope Francis has revealed to an interviewer that he used to be what? Is it A, a drug dealer, B, an alcoholic, C, a major league catcher in the St. Louis Cardinals organization, or D, a nightclub bouncer? Kat, you're first.
I'll guess D.
D, the bouncer. Okay, Kevin?
I'm going with bouncer.
Okay, Royce?
I'm going to make it three.
Okay, all right. And Leah?
I'm going to go with alcoholic.
Oh, all right. Wow. Well, you lose today.
Oh, yeah. First time ever.
Okay.
No, yeah. I've been on
and I was here to witness
yeah,
it.
Right. I've been on a bad streak. So.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay.
The answer is a nightclub bouncer. Long before Pope Francis was drawing people back to church, he was keeping troublemakers out of a bar. His bouncing gig was first reported back in March in the London Telegraph, but this is the first time that he has spoken about it.
I will quiz my grandma on this now. She will, A, probably know and be disappointed in me as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know when he did that, but I mean, did he have an earpiece, you know, like wearing a muscle shirt?
The holy fists of power?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. That's,
I want you should leave.
Yeah, that you should leave. Yeah, yeah, right. Okay, let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society this morning. What's happening there?
We're busy. You know, we wrapped up Thanksgiving and we moved right into Christmas. This Friday, we're at Christmas at the Creek at Wolf Pen Creek. Saturday, we're open business as usual. Plus, we're at PetSmart 11 to 2.
Uh-huh.
And then from 5 to midnight, we are at Santa's Wonderland.
Whoa!
We're doing a profit share with them, so come out. We're going to have dogs out there as well.
And what day is that?
That's this Saturday. Myself and Carrie, our volunteer coordinator, we will be out there all night.
Do you know what the temperature is going to be? 34.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm just hoping.
Do what? Freezing rain.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, they actually have done a lot of remodeling.
They have.
And we're inside this
okay.
year.
Okay. Good. Glad to hear heaters and things like that. Yeah. Okay.
Some of the dogs don't like being outside that much.
Yeah, I understand.
Not to mention the staff.
The humans.
So.
Yeah, the humans might like
that. One year that worked out well. We did have a husky, and he thought it was just fantastic because we were outside then.
Yeah. My kind of weather. Right.
So we'll be out there all night, so come out, visit us. It'll be a great evening, and then bright and early the next morning, wave to us in the Christmas parade.
Oh, okay.
Be out there as well. And then on Tuesday we start the 12 Strays of Christmas, where we take the 12 dogs, cats, whichever combination it happens to be, that have been there the longest, and discount their adoption. Generally, it's at least half price. In the past, we've gone all the way down to $12 adoptions. Mm. I don't know for sure if that's we're going to swing that this year, but you can sponsor adoptions as well for that to help find those animals home. So if you're looking to donate, you can help offset those costs of our discounted adoptions. And that the 12 Strays runs from the 10th through the 23rd. It's those 10 business days. No. 12 business days that we have before Christmas. And then we're at PetSmart on December 14th with the Santa Claus photos and photos with your pet. Or we've actually had some people bring out their children to do photos with Santa there.
And, you know, you put the little bells on them and their tail goes down too.
My husband played Santa one year and his coworker brought their child and he did nothing but scream.
Oh, no. See, sometimes it's not a good match. Yeah.
No, it didn't. Not work out so well. But the dogs, he seemed to do okay with dogs. and then we are currently taking internship applications for interns that are, we do that semester to semester, so spring, summer, and fall semester in animal care. People who are looking to get into the animal care field and are looking for some more information and some basic training on that, you know, basic dog colors, cat colors. You'd be surprised how many people, believe it or not, you do not have an orange cat. You have a red cat.
Oh, really?
Yes. In the cat world, they're not grays and they're not oranges. They're blues and reds.
Okay.
So, just one of those fun things our interns get to learn. So
yeah.
That's coming up. And for those of you that are in town over the holidays, I know classes ended, I think, yesterday, and we move into dead week and finals and whatnot. And that also becomes dead time for our volunteers.
Okay.
We had two all day yesterday.
Oh, my.
So we're definite need of volunteers, local folks that want to come out and visit with us. We saw a couple of them over the Christmas, Thanksgiving holiday. We've seen some of our local volunteers that come out because they were out of school and were able to come out. So we are definitely in need of volunteers over the holidays. So if you're interested, go to our website for more information. Or if you're interested in sponsoring adoptions for the 12 Strays of Christmas as well. And then we actually have a medical rescue need as well at this point in time for a little dog, and all that information is on our website and our Facebook page as well.
Okay, there you are. That's things going on at the... Oh, now, what's your holiday situation?
We will be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Okay.
And then New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Okay.
Check out all the information. AggielandHumane.org is our website. I probably should actually say that.
Probably should. Okay, got that. Thank you a lot.
Thank you.
All right, then Royce Hickman's here.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
2 weeks in a row, Royce is with us.
I know.
Tuesday, yeah.
Listen,
that's
I tell
right.
you what, I made the schedule up, and I said, I hadn't seen Scott
that's
for a week,
right.
so I'm going to go see him again.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, if you want to start the holiday season off good, we have a great opportunity for you this Thursday night, December the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Our business after hours is going to be at David Gardner Jewelers.
Uh-huh.
I always say that wrong. Jewelers. That's over on University
Nine,
Drive,
nine
I think everybody
University.
Knows.
Yep.
And if you've ever been over there when there's been festivities, you know that David and Julia know how to throw a party.
They've
been working on this for a while. David told me Julia's in charge, so I know we're going to have an incredible business after hours.
Yep.
It is a no-charge event,
mm-hmm.
and if you're not a chamber member but would like to learn more about us, just tell them you heard about it on WTAW, and Scott and Royce invited you there. And hopefully that'll get you in. If it doesn't,
then try somebody else.
Call Scott.
Yeah. There you go.
Don't call me.
Yeah.
But seriously, that's this Thursday the 5th. That will be from 5:37. And I'm very excited about our Economic Outlook Conference. I am every year. That event's been growing each year since we started it. And the thing that has me probably the most excited about it is that Mike Slive, the SEC commissioner, will
mm-hmm.
be there. And so let me give you the specifics. It's at the College Station Hilton. It's on Wednesday, January the 22nd. It's from 8 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Commissioner Slive will be there to speak at the luncheon. He is bringing Justin Connolly, who is a senior vice president for ESPN in charge of college networks. He is the gentleman putting together the SEC network. And the interesting thing to me is that they have asked us if it would be appropriate for them to take questions. And I said, yes, you will find a lot of people here anxious to ask questions of the commissioner and Mr. Connolly. So, again, that's the 22nd. I think I mentioned it is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank. They've been our sponsor since we started this over 15 years ago. The cost is $90 a person. If you're a chamber member, it's a discounted price of $75 for an individual ticket.
Okay.
And then tables of eight for chamber members are $650. Again, Wednesday, January 22nd. I hope you'll join us. And then let me encourage everyone out there. And, Scott, I know you're very much aware of this, but we have local merchants who have invested in our community, and they have created jobs in our community, and they collect sales tax that stays in our community and benefits our community. And at the holiday season, when there's such temptation to do your shopping elsewhere, I hope you'll stop and think about that and remember to shop locally, as we always say, and I know your station does a good job of this. It's where the jobs are. But it's also where your kids go to get their athletic teams sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
It's also where our charities go when they're looking for sponsorships of events and fundraisers that allow them to do the benefit to benefit our community. They go to these local businesses as well. And they have invested. They've created jobs. They deserve our support. And I hope you'll remember that.
Well, you're investing in the community, too, when you do that.
You absolutely are. And,
yeah.
And you know, I always say, if you go shop in one of these other cities, I hope they send you a thank you note, because you're paying for their fire department. You're paying for their police department. You're repairing their roads. So we do have a couple of ribbon cuttings coming up this week. Today at 4:30, Awards and More, new location on 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. tomorrow at 4:30, Sleep Number. That's at 1530 Texas Avenue, Suite 500. Again, that's at 4:30 tomorrow. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is the Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station. I appreciate those folks. They sponsor, you know, they're our title sponsor for Lobster Fest and golf and do a lot for us. Mm-hmm. So thank you, and a big Platinum Member Spotlight to the Bank and Trust. And one last salute is to you folks for what you do every year with your Christmas Angel program. You. If you've never been up here and seen the literally rooms of bicycles and toys and things that allow a smile to be on a child's face, you ought to come up here and see that. Thank you guys for doing that.
Absolutely. It's what we do. Thank you so much. That's Roy Hickman here from the Chamber. We visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session is absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions. There's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
Traditions Club Thrive Home Health Care in St. Joseph Hospital are set to break the current world record for the world's largest gingerbread house on November 30th. The gingerbread house will be open for tours and photos with Santa from November 30th to December 14th, Tuesday through Sunday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is $2 for children and $3 for adults. If you have any questions, please visit our website at traditionsclub.com/gingerbread. Email gingerbread@traditionsclub.com or contact Traditions Club at 779-1007.
827 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're talking to Katie Dempsey in just a little while, but our thanks right now to folks who have already pledged this morning. We've got kind of a goodie for you. If you pledge $200 or more, then you get a Rush book for kiddos, Rush Revere. And then also we have a WTAW calendar, mouse pad, and jar opener combination. Arnie Wright pledged $300 today. Dana Farrow, $200. Ann Steele, $300. Ron Frazier, $200. And Steve Smith, $250. We thank you for doing that, and we'll continue to take your pledges. You can call the front office now at 695-9595. 695-9595. They take care of the information. We'll let you know. The books did not ship as we thought they would, so they will be here tomorrow, but we'll have the goodies for you to be able to pick up tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'd like to tell you about my new friends at Gun Corps, like Marine Corps, but it's Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Just celebrated their grand opening, and they've got tons of stuff, including ammo, which a lot of it's pretty hard to find as of late. A huge assortment of ARs and tactical rifles, handguns, Glocks, SIGs, F&H, H&K, Springfield, and Smith & Wesson. They even carry LWRCs, SCARs, and Noveskis. Don't forget to ask them about their military and police officer discounts. It's all at Gun Corps in Bryan behind J. Cody's and Chicken Oil.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and Katie's here. How are you?
I am alive, sort of.
You kind of got a nose thing going on, huh?
Yeah, I walked in with the plague, and apparently you've already caught it.
Yeah, well, exactly. So what are our numbers looking like right now for Christmas angels?
Okay, so I just counted them. We're at 422, which actually means over 100 angels got adopted between when I was on the show yesterday morning and today, which is fantastic. We still have plenty of kids to be adopted. The website again is mychristmasangels.com. Mm-hmm. There's a full list of all the angels.
you know, their names, their sizes, their explicit Christmas wish list. We also have them available on the trees at both Blue Baker locations. That's Dominic and University. And we made the whole process pretty easy for you. You just adopt the angel. You go out, buy the gifts. You wrap, label, and return them to Blue Baker or the station. I will even throw that out now. We will make this as easy as possible for you.
Yep.
So bring them to Blue Baker or here, and then we will make sure the gifts are distributed in time for Christmas.
Yep. And we had six pledges this morning of at least $200.
Really?
Yep, because we got Rush Books and mouse pads that were
That's
given
right.
away.
That's right. I heard you had all the sweet giveaways
over
here.
So we got you had a half dozen people do that so far, and they can continue to do that by calling 695-9595. But then you can also go to mychristmasangels.com. Just go to the website, and as you say, that we try to make it as easy as possible for you.
Yes, and again, if you are just stressed out about the holidays, you don't think you have a lot of time, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I haven't bought a kid a present in X amount of years. I have no idea what kids nowadays would even want. We have that for you.
We do.
On the angel.
It's right there.
It could not be simpler. Yeah. And again, you know, this is how 700 local kids right here in the Brazos Valley will have Christmas.
That's
if we fail to provide them with presents, they'll have nothing to open on Christmas Day.
So do your part. Go to give us a call here at the radio station, or go to the website and be a part of the Christmas Angel program. And our thanks to Blue Baker for doing that. All right, thanks for the update.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
The Aggie Report is next. For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
This next weekend, we've got bowl selection time coming up. Today, we're going to run down the bowls that have a tie-in with the SEC. We'll begin with the Music City Bowl, Monday, December 30th, Nashville, Tennessee, the SEC versus the ACC. The Advocare 100 Bowl, this will be an independent stadium, Shreveport, Tuesday, December 31st, the ACC versus the SEC. The Chick-fil-A Bowl, Tuesday, the 31st, in Atlanta, ACC versus the SEC. The Gator Bowl, Wednesday, January 1, in Jacksonville, Florida, the Big Ten versus the SEC. Capital One Bowl, January 1. Florida Citrus Bowl, Orlando, Big Ten versus the SEC. Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, January the 1st, the Outback Bowl, Big Ten versus the SEC. Next, the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, January 3rd, Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. That would be the Big 12 versus the SEC. And then the SEC versus the American in Birmingham. That is the Compass Bowl, Saturday, January 4th. The announcement's coming up this next weekend. And as all of you know, the Aggies will be bowling again this year. That's the Aggie Report, and I'm Dave South.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Popular this time of year, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Apple is basking in some pretty good numbers from Black Friday. The 16-gig iPad Mini and iPad Air were the top sellers at both Walmart and Target. Best Buy said the Microsoft Surface tablet was hot with customers, and the sales battle between Sony's PlayStation 4 and Microsoft's Xbox One resulted in both being sold out at many stores. As energy companies race to develop and expand efforts to extract natural gas in the U.S., another industry is booming. Firms that produce sand, a key ingredient in fracking, are seeing huge demand for their product, a 25% boost since 2011. And while the stock market continues near record highs, ratings for networks covering the business world are faltering. Viewership at CNBC is down around 50% when compared to ratings in 2008. And although Fox Business News is slowly growing its audience, the numbers have fallen short of expectations. NASDAQ futures down 5 points, and S&P 500 futures right around the same. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Attention women who use Lipitor, stand by for an important message. A medical study in the Archives of Internal Medicine reported that postmenopausal women who used Lipitor were 48% more likely to develop diabetes than women who did not. If you or a loved one started taking Lipitor before February 2012 and were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you may be entitled to money damages. Call 888-834-8183 for James Rolls-House & Associates. That's 888-834-8183.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home & Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Hundreds of new jobs will be created over the next 3 years with the move of the corporate offices of a New Jersey-based technology company to College Station. Gordon Coburn is president of Cognizant, a company that recently purchased local IT firm SourceNet Solutions.
We expect to increase our headcount in Texas by at least 750 over the next 3 years, and I hope a whole lot more than that. A portion of those will be here in College Station. How many will be in College Station? We don't know yet. Certainly we'll be moving some of our corporate functions here for the U.S. And we're also seeing interest in our clients and having us service them from College Station because they realize some of the benefits of this location.
Governor Perry was among state officials welcoming Coburn to College Station yesterday. That was the first of two economic development stops for the governor.
Governor Rick Perry joined GEICO CEO Tony Nicely in announcing the insurance company's expansion plans for a claims operations center in Katy. The new facility will create 1,000 new jobs over the next 3 years with $8.5 million in capital investment. During the announcement, Perry had a little fun with the company's famous ad campaign.
How easy is it to build and grow a business in Texas? So easy even a caveman could do it.
GEICO was originally founded in Fort Worth in 1936 and now serves over 830,000 Texas policyholders. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
A $20 million expansion at St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan has been announced. Construction of a new emergency and trauma center begins next spring. Dr. Adair DeBerry Carlisle, St. Joseph's Trauma Program Director, says it will improve response time.
Seconds matter. When you're talking about the management of trauma patients, it matters. That's not being dramatic. That's real. That's exactly what happens. So what this, one of the many things that this is going to do for the management and the care of the patients is it is going to process these patients with cutting edge, state-of-the-art equipment and speed.
The new facility, which will be built on the present campus south of the Bed Tower, follows St. Joseph's designation as a Level 2 trauma center earlier this year. No one was hurt following a crash that closed the northbound freeway yesterday morning in College Station. Police report the driver, 25-year-old Ethan Montgomery of College Station, was ticketed for failing to control his speed. Montgomery was in a pickup hauling a load of mulch when he tried to slow down. The truck and trailer jackknifed and rolled, spilling the load. For more than 1 hour, northbound freeway traffic was diverted to the frontage road between Greens Prairie and Rock Prairie Roads. Online at WTAW.com is a photo of the truck on its side. A longtime Bryan businessman and public servant has died. City officials say Lonnie Stabler passed away following a brief illness. The owner of a sign company for 40 years, Stabler joined the city council in 1991 and served 4 years. Then he was elected mayor and served 2 terms in that position. Online at WTAW.com is funeral service information and a list of Stabler's service on many city and state committees. The number of people identified as homeless in Texas fell by 13% this year. There are still 30,000 Texans who were homeless at least once during the year, according to federal figures. But Navarro Williams, who runs San Antonio's largest homeless shelter, says agencies are doing a better job at dealing with the root causes of homelessness.
Some of them, and many of them, have an issue either with mental health issue or substance abuse issue. And those things are also being dealt with.
He says homeless groups now work to deal with families in need to prevent them from becoming homeless in the first place. An inmate who killed a state guard during an escape attempt is set to die tonight.
Jerry Martin was serving 50 years for attempted capital murder when he and another inmate tried to run away from the Wynn unit in Huntsville in 2007. Horseback guard Susan Canfield died when Martin hit her with a stolen truck. Martin's attorney David Schulman says his client wants to be put to death.
He told the judge that his father had died, and he realized first time the pain that this type of loss can give. And the bottom line was he simply did not want to live the rest of his life locked up in prison.
He says Martin is articulate and intelligent. The execution would be the 16th this year in Texas. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And south of Fort Worth, a deadly home explosion in Johnson County remains under investigation. The body of 62-year-old Wanda Davis was discovered in the rubble of her house. Davis lived in the home with her husband, who was out of town. Her three children arrived at the scene and were stunned by the destruction.
It's just more devastation than anything else. I mean, like I said, the family's heartbroken over it. My mother's, she's beside herself.
Investigators believe a water heater was ignited by a propane gas leak, triggering an explosion that could be heard for miles late Saturday night. WTAW News time is 8:40. It's 61 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get: stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $10 on select car and truck batteries after rebate now through December 31st. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.
Good morning. It's 8:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Patchy fog will give way to partial sunshine today. High temperatures are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80 degrees this afternoon. For tonight, skies are going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy. Some fog may develop. Lows overnight are going to be close to 60. A mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe a shower. Highs will be 70 to 75. Lots of clouds tomorrow night, 65. Clouds and a few showers Thursday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. If you'd like to contribute today's pledge, $200 or more, call 695-9595. That's our front desk. Give them the information. And we'll have for you a tomorrow, because the books are going to get here, I think, tomorrow. We'll have the Rush books and also the mouse pad slash calendar slash jar opener. 200 or more. 695-1620, do that today for your Christmas angels. And then, of course, you can just peruse the website. There you are, anytime you want to. And you were over there yesterday.
Yes, I were.
At the location on Dominic.
And we did great.
And they had cookies.
Yes, they did.
They have other food, too.
I had the lobster bisque.
Yeah.
Since you're asking.
There you go. Okay, yeah. Yeah, but they do. They have special angel cookies as well.
Yes, they do.
We thank you for doing that. Now, no matter how you want to do that, if you want to be participating in a level where you're actually getting a gift, then remember that the gift return deadline is December 11th. We're a little bit squoze because the late Thanksgiving that causes to kind of get bunched up a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little wonkered.
That plus the fact that we got 700 kiddos that we're taking care of. So just saying. 695-1695-9595. Baba Wawa has now released her annual list of the top most fascinating people. And it reads like a who's who of viral sensations. Oh! I'd say that's pretty good. Maybe they could call it that next year. Barbara Walters Viral Sensations. Okay. Diana Nyad, the long-distance swimmer. Okay. Duck Dynasty, TV stars. Edward Snowden. I'm guessing she won't be interviewing him.
It'd be long distance.
Right. Jennifer Lawrence. Kimmy. That's Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Okay. It's Kim Yi, I guess. That's whatever. Miley Cyrus, Pope Francis, Prince George, the royal baby. Probably not going to be interviewing him either. And Robin Roberts, the ABC news anchor. Last year, can you remember any of the people last year?
No.
David Petraeus last year. Also last year's list, Prince Harry. Honey Boo Boo. E.L. James, Chris Christie, he sat in for two, Gabby Douglas, Ben Affleck, Hillary Clinton, and the boy band One Direction, and Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, that's pretty much, okay. Okay. So that's the viral sensations, that's coming up. So apparently, deciding Chris Davis hadn't gotten enough publicity from Auburn, you know, he's the guy who ran back the field goal Saturday night. He decided to go ahead and go to class.
Well, there you go.
And he wanted to tweet that he received a standing ovation in his geology class when he showed up on Monday.
It was one of the most remarkable football plays I've ever seen.
It was amazing. That's true. Ended Alabama's 15-game winning streak and pretty much put Auburn into the SEC championship game.
Couldn't happen to a better guy than Nick Saban.
Against South Carolina. They'll be played in Atlanta. So just saying, though, he got a standing ovation. All right, now scientists have solved all the important things. They now have bras that can monitor your stress level, ladies.
Well, there you go.
As if we can't tell our own stress
level?
Well,
they want to quantify it for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, see.
They just want to bug our bras.
Well, is it just a tipping point in that you don't feel stressed and then suddenly something takes you that two notches up to the point that you're stressed? Now what they want to do is actually quantify it, I guess, beyond that.
Was it going to tell us, like, okay, you're at the gin and tonic level,
well,
you're at the
wow,
chocolate level?
Wow. A team of Microsoft scientists developed a bra that reads the wearer's vital stats, picking up the physical symptoms of stress. Using the bra, the scientists predict changes in physiology that accompany eating and stress, including whether the subjects were happy or angry. The cognitive psychologists at Microsoft say it's, quote, mostly women who are emotional overeaters, and it turns out that a bra is perfect for measuring the EKG, so you can put that together. So I guess it warns you that you're stressed if you decide you don't want to use food to answer that stress.
I'll care when it tells me how to fix my problems.
Okay, well, don't worry. There'll be an app for that. It'll get there. A man who mugged a stranger in New York in the 1970s, says that he took the opportunity to post an apology after spotting his victim's name on Facebook. Michael Goodman, who is now 53, was commenting on a Facebook post about some shop that had closed, and he recognized the name of Claude Soffel. Now, the mugger said that he was a teenager when he mugged Mr. Soffel for a bus pass back in the late 1970s, And what he posted is, quote, "You may not remember this, but a long, long time ago, I walked up the steps of the museum one afternoon trying to look like a tough guy. I've never forgotten the incident or your name. Then here I am reading about my favorite bagel store in the world closing, and whose name do I see but yours? Finally, I can say, I'm very sorry for that and what you had to go through in that crap that long day ago." Mr. Soffel said that he remembered the incident. Yeah, I think so. On the steps of the American Museum of Natural History, and accepted Mr. Goodman's apology. He wrote, "Great, but leave me alone." Okay. Now, I don't know if he did that. But nonetheless, so this guy gets his conscience cleansed by that, and he can move on now to do whatever he wants to do. So over half of U.S. American workers plan to shop online from the office still, even though Crazy Monday is over. By the way, okay, just
yes.
You know those book clubs where you sign up and then...
Wait, you've been in a book club?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, of course. Yeah, I've done that a couple, three times. And
not Oprah's book club, though.
No, I didn't do that. No, that's it. So we're members of a book club, and, you know, what you do is you got to send the, what do you call it, back, or if not, then they send you... You know, I don't know, Tales from Australian Tree Frogs or something.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, I know. It's the kind of shiesty deals.
Stuff that you never wanted anyway.
Right,
and then, you know,
right.
it cost you is a special membership price of $49.50, and then you don't want it. Well, anyhow, trying to end this thing is like trying to scrape stuff off the bottom of your shoe. You know, it's hard to do. And so I never think about calling these people until after 4 o'clock, which makes it 5 o'clock Eastern time, just trying to cancel my subscription. So yesterday, I get home in some reasonable hour, and I call, and I'm on hold for 16 minutes.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh.
Listening to music, okay, because I pushed the button for all other problems, call such and such. Well, that didn't work, so I said, well, I'll call them and act like I want to order something, okay? And so
sneaky.
I called, you know, and you want to order, right? And then if you want expedited delivery, push 1. So I'm going, hey, okay, I'll finally get to talk to a human. So I want to order something. Yes, expedited delivery. I'm still on hold for 10 minutes, and nobody picks up the phone. So I'm thinking this book club is like, you know, three people who are sitting up in Worcester, Mass or something, you know, trying to make money off this deal.
Wow.
Anyway, finally I just got an email address and I wrote them and said, leave me alone and cancel my subscription. And they wrote back and said they would. So, but I mean, it was making me think, gosh, they're that busy on Monday, but apparently they're just disinterested. I mean,
they just don't care.
There's a level of
it's just
busy
bad customer
and disinterested. It's bad customer service. Exactly. So anyhow, more workers feeling the draw to the holiday online sales during working hours. I thought we covered this yesterday, but Career Builder apparently says there's going to be even more. 54% of workers expect to spend at least some more time shopping online during work hours. 51% of the employers say their organization blocks employees from accessing certain websites from work. 1 in 5 employers say that they have fired someone for using the internet for non-work-related activity. Yeah, but I'm thinking probably shopping for a new rug is not one of them. You know, I don't know, not sure, but nonetheless, just because you say, well, everybody else gets to do it, doesn't mean that you should. Just for something different, why don't you not do that?
Just don't do that.
Yeah, that's right. So now, kind of a neat story here. Lindsay Fisher, Columbia, South Carolina, heartbroken when she told her 4-year-old son, Noah, to put his glasses on. He started crying.
Aww.
He finally admitted he was crying, and he said, because everybody is going to laugh at him when he puts on his glasses. So, but he needs glasses. I mean, truth be told.
Right.
So Lindsay sought out family members who she hoped would be able to show Noah that glasses can be cool, and launched a Facebook kind of support page called Glasses for Noah. And to her amazement, it has kind of taken on a life of its own. Family gave way to friends, gave way to acquaintances, gave way to complete strangers, to the point now that there are nearly 40,000 people who expressed their support.
Oh, that's
for
awesome.
Noah. Yeah. Words of encouragement accompanied by hundreds of photos from eyewear enthusiasts around the world to show him that. And
that's
so
cool.
Sure enough, it worked out. Well, and you know, if you're an old person like I am, obviously the whole thing about having to wear glasses, and the stigma attached with that has been around for a long, long time.
You know, I was really ashamed when I had to get glasses, so that's this story warms my heart.
To the point that Happy Days did an episode where Fonz needed glasses.
Yeah, I remember. Really? I remember that.
They did. They obviously understood that this was a problem that was universal enough that they had Fonz put on glasses because he was an iconic figure, and for Fonz to have to wear glasses meant that, hey, glasses are pretty cool.
Glasses, absolutely.
It worked. So it worked. And again, kind of fast forward to 2013, and that's the way they do it. But you have to say that they've reached out, and again, Henry Winkler, the actor, for his part, having done that, saying, yeah, Fonz can put on some glasses.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami. Tender pepper-crusted beef. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles, or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak, both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The 87th Annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, Christmas morning, is this Sunday at a new time, 2:30 p.m. Rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start of Christmas season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries, and then be along the parade route Sunday at 2:30. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive, then turns north on Texas Avenue. Kids, don't forget your letter to Santa and include a return address. The 87th Annual BCS Christmas Parade, Christmas morning, sponsored by KAMU, The Eagle, and Bryan Broadcasting.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-975-8323. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-975-8323. That's 1-800-975-8323.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
News Talk 1620 WTW, about 3 minutes till. The era that immortalized Dirty Dancing has ended now with the sale of the last famous Catskills resort, Kushner's Country Club, to a buyer who plans to convert it into an upscale health club with tennis, golf, and yoga. The 1,300-acre property in Thompson, New York, was sold to Varia Lifestyles. They'll transform it into a $90 million nature center. But if you'll remember Dirty Dancing, they're dancing. I mean, nice place. And again, out in the Catskills. All right, we're going to help you out here so you don't get fired before the holidays.
Well, that's always nice of us.
9 things to never say to your boss. Monster.com has posted these. Number one, I need a raise. That's not good. Don't say this isn't possible. Okay, better that you try. I can't stand working with, fill in the blank. I partied too hard last night. I am so hungover.
Yeah, that's probably not the wisest choice ever.
No, I emailed you about that last week. Okay. It's called the out-of-outbox, out-of-mind experience. It's not my fault. Bosses always like to hear that. I don't know is another goodie. But we've always done it this way. Uh-huh. And let me set you up with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea either. But anyhow. And then there's the story of Paul Barton. He's a musician. He's been playing the piano for elephants for nearly 2 decades, but he was shocked when an elephant spontaneously joined him in a duet. during a recent visit in Thailand. As the first elephant was banging on the piano keys, a second elephant got into the act and started dancing rhythmically.
Really?
I didn't know elephants had rhythm.
That's pretty cool.
Even though Barton had never seen such a thing before in the reaction to the animals, he thought it was completely natural. He said some elephants have an extraordinary sense of rhythm. Okay. And check this. This is probably on YouTube. But an eagle in Australia snatched a wildlife camera that had been set up to record crocodiles. They put it on the side. I looked at the video this morning. They put it on the side of a cliff. And the eagle basically picked up the motion detection camera and flew 70 miles with this thing. And the entire flight is caught on camera since it's moving the whole time. You can see the bird's wings flapping. After he grabs the device and takes off, eventually you see it on the ground and he's poking it with his beak, I guess, trying to open the lens.
That's cool.
It is. Not bad. You know, it's just, I guess it looked like a meal.
Probably.